This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The K300 trail is in great shape thanks to cold and snowy weather. Race manager Paul Basil says the latest reports show thick ice on the Kuskokwim River between Bethel and Aniak.
The river ice is the best it's been in a long time. That cold snap really helped. And, of course, this past weekend we got some snow. So it's shaped up quite well.
Basil says that's a relief after several years of warm weather and open water. And to ensure safe mushing along the trail this weekend, he asks travelers to watch out for K300 trail markers up and down the river.
Anybody who's out there on snow machine or four-wheeler traveling will see that our trail markers are up. So I just urge listeners who are out there traveling to mind our trail, not tamper with markers, and when the race is starting and mushers are out there, just try to keep your distance from dog teams and think we'll have a good race.
Meanwhile, Girdwood dog musher Nicholas Petit has won his third Copper Basin 300 in a row. According to the Copper Basin Race website, Team Petit crossed the finish line in Glen Allen Monday at 1:48 p.m., just 16 minutes ahead of Eureka musher and two-time Yukon Quest champ Brent Sass. That's a narrower gap from last year by about half when Petit and Sass also finished first and second. Two Rivers musher Ryan Olson arrived in third with her team, a little more than an hour behind Sass. As for Petit, the three-peat champion, a video on the Copper Basin's Facebook page shows several of his dogs barking at the finish line and some still pulling on their harnesses. Petit led most of the race on a frigid circular route from Glen Allen, through this race's four checkpoints and back to Glen Allen. It was reportedly colder than 40 below zero when the race started Saturday, with a total of 27 mushers, whittled down by 10 scratches along the way. But at least two of the mushers who scratched will be joining the roster of the Kuskokwim 300 that starts this Friday, Paige Drobny and Will Rhodes. Cantwell musher Paige Drobny registered last week, joining a roster stack with defending champion Matthew Fahler and past champions Pete Kaiser and Jeff King. According to Paul Basil, Drobny's entry should make this K300 even more competitive.
She came in seventh in the Iditarod last year, so that's kind of a major addition late in the game.
This will be Drobny's first K300. Fairbanks musher Will Rhodes, who also withdrew from the Copper Basin, is planning to run his second K300. He finished 10th last year. With the two new additions, the K300 roster is up to 21 teams, and with the race start just a day away, Basil says it's possible more local mushers could join, though he's not expecting any. School is out in the coastal community of Hooper Bay in western Alaska after extreme cold weather in December caused a pipe to burst. It flooded the school. Students were supposed to return on January 5th, but Lower Yukon School District officials say that can't happen until the school has been repaired. They're hoping to have the school reopen by January 27th. From K200 in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has the story.
There's a movie floating around on social media. It's a cell phone video and still images shot by people walking through the Hooper Bay School in December. Several inches of water pour down the stairs. The lights are flickering or fully out in the hallways. Chunks of ceiling tiles float along the floor. At one point, a man opens a classroom door. At least a foot of water, books, and paper plates stream out.
We had a significant break in fire suppression water line.
That's Lower Yukon School District Superintendent Hannibal Anderson. He says the damage is extensive, but the district is hoping to have the school reopened by the end of January. He says the plan is to extend the school days when class is back in session to make up for all the time off. But that means that right now, the teachers and staff who would normally be working aren't. Anderson says the teachers will continue to be paid on their normal schedule, but it could pose a problem for certain staff who are paid hourly. But Hooper Bay School Principal David Harris says all of the staff, about 20 of them, who could have been out of work, have instead taken jobs cleaning up the school. He says it's hard work.
We're a two-story building, and I have 50-year-old women going up and down these stairs. And I don't know about what kind of shape you're in, but I know I get tired just looking at them.
He says it's been a community effort to get the school gutted, fixed, and reopened. The school's cook is making meals during the day.
Well, Sunday they made a turkey dinner for all the workers. I think today, let's see, I think he's doing moose today, a moose dinner. I had a lot of Papa Murphy's pizzas in my freezer, so we were able to feed them Papa Murphy's pizza, which is always a big hit out here.
It has already cost the school money to be closed. A basketball tournament that was scheduled in January had to be canceled. That's how the kids raise money, selling tickets and things from their school store.
That's a financial hit we're taking, probably about $12,000 to $15,000.
There's another large tournament coming up, the Bering Sea Classic. They've rescheduled it for February 5th, but Harris says he hasn't been able to confirm that any of the other schools are still coming.
You might want to put a little note in your story that the principal would love to talk to any coaches in Alaska who would like to send their teams out here. We would love for them to come to fill out our bracket.
And what are all those kids doing while the school is closed? Harris says it's a big part of their lives.
In village life, the school is the epicenter. We provide, you know, the daily routine of going to school. We provide open gym for the kids to come play ball on the weekends. These kids, they don't have movie theaters. They don't have bowling alleys. They don't have shopping malls.
From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
And on Friday, Bethel's first marijuana store opens for business. It took a year and a half to jump through all the bureaucratic hoops, but Friday at noon, Alaska Buds, located on 3rd Avenue by Stan's Barbershop, will start selling weed in all of its forms in Bethel.
Oh, 18 months. That's a long time. And it's obviously the first retail store in Bethel. And it's a lot of work. You wouldn't think it would take that long to open a business, but it really, really does in the marijuana industry.
Company owner Nick Miller says he wasn't planning to advertise, just ease into opening without publicity, to give his staff time to work out some of the kinks before business picks up.
We were hoping it would be a soft opening because we didn't want to be overwhelmed. You have new employees, new systems, and it's nice to let them get used to it a little bit.
Alaska Buds plans to be open from noon to 8 tomorrow. And Saturday, it will reopen next Thursday at the same hours. The plan is to keep to a half-week schedule until they build up business and staffing. If you are interested in working at Alaska Buds, Nick Miller says come in and apply. They will tell you what is involved. That includes getting a state license and paperwork. Alaska Buds isn't just selling marijuana products. They also have swag with the company's logo on sale. Miller says his wife came up with the design.
If you ever want to fight with your spouse, start a business and fight over a logo. It was horrible.
Alaska Buds may be the first marijuana store opening in Bethel, but it won't have the feel to itself for long. Two other marijuana shops are in the process of going through the bureaucratic hoops to open in Bethel. And on Friday, some of the best sled dog teams around the state will gather on the Kuskokwim River to compete for a piece of the $160,000 purse for the Kuskokwim 300. Two shorter races will also take place, the Bogus Creek 150 and the Akiak Dash. KYUK will take you there to the race starts, the standings, the trails, and the stories about the race. Today, tune into KYUK at 1 p.m. to hear veteran K300 reporters Will Peterson, Lillian Michael, Angela Denning, and KYUK General Manager Shane Iverson talk about covering the race, stories, and memorable moments from the trail, and how reporting on the race has changed over the years. And then tune in Friday at 4:45 p.m. to listen to live coverage of the start of the Bogus Creek 150, then again at 6:30 for the main event, the start of the Kuskokwim 300. Stay tuned all weekend as KYUK reporters stationed at the Bethel start and finish line and the Aniak, Kalskag, and Tulaksak checkpoints bring you live trail updates at 6 minutes past the top of the hour. Again, the race coverage kicks off at 4:45 p.m. Friday on KYUK 640 a.m. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.